The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a difficult conversation between Jesus and the Canaanite woman for us to, you know, is that the Jesus who's the mild and meek and loved everyone and came for everyone? I mean, he calls her a dog. And yet scripture scholars try to kind of soften, you know, that saying, well, in the Greek, he didn't really call her a dog. It was like a puppy. It's a cultural thing. You know, the Jews did not have pets because cleanliness, while the Greeks allowed pets, so they have different backgrounds. But I don't think that's where we need to focus on. Obviously, we know Jesus came to save everyone because that's the message he gave to his disciples later on. But there was a plan. He came first to the people of Israel in fulfillment of the Old Testament, and then it was up to his apostles, his disciples, to take the good news to the whole world. But sometimes, you know, plans have to be adjusted, have to be changed. Exceptions have to be made. And Jesus was touched by her love for her daughter, that she was willing to engage him in that conversation and persevere, persist, try to make her case to see if Jesus will grant her her request. She wasn't the only pagan or Gentile whom Jesus cured or cured her daughter. There was the centurion, other people also Jesus reached out to. But mainly his mission was to the people of Israel. But if we take that perseverance and look at our saint today, St. John Vianney, he also had similar, you know, perseverance. He was told he couldn't be a priest. He wasn't, you know, didn't have enough educational background to pass the seminary. But he persisted in wanting to be the priest. So finally, they let him in, and when he got ordained, they said, "Okay, you're ordained a priest, but you cannot hear confessions." Because at that time, to hear confession, there was like a list of sins and what's the corresponding penance for each sin, and they didn't feel that he could remember all of those, you know, teachings. And then they sent him to a smaller town in the diocese, thinking, well, he cannot do too much harm. It was a town of 250 people, where the townspeople were known for being drunkards. But what was St. John Vianney known for the most is hearing confessions. He would spend 18 hours sometimes every day hearing confessions, and people will come from throughout France to go to him for confession. He persevered in his will to become a priest and to serve that small town of people. He transformed the whole town. Perseverance. Sometimes we give up too easily. Sometimes we like the disciples' response, well, send her away, you know, that's not our problem. Today God's word is calling us, no, the salvation of souls, of every soul, is our responsibility as we share in the mission of Christ. And we cannot give up, we need to persevere. We need to enter into those conversations to help everyone get to know Jesus better and to help them to understand what's the good news that Jesus brings to us.